When she was a girl, before she was an international jewel thief, Madame Badoubadar came from across the sea on a big ship because there was a war. She told me this as we drank hot chocolate on her bed. When my ship docked in New York, I could still feel the ground moving under my feet for 2 whole weeks, even though I was on dry land. It was most strange. Madame Badoubadar was a ballerina when she was young. She showed me how she could walk with a book on her head. The book perched on her nest of hair like a sparrow. I was the sugar plum fairy in the Nutcracker, she said. I wore a jewel tiara, and once I was so poor that I had to eat bread soup because the only thing in the cupboard was dry bread. She laughed, spraying biscuit crumbs onto the cats and dogs. She said a man she once knew always called her my sweetheart. I think it was her husband, who was probably waiting for her in his shorts in the tropical breeze with the rest of her family. She said a mountain of people asked for her hand, but get that ring on your finger and he'll want the whole arm, darling. It's very important for a woman to be independent, Captain Mabel. This you should know. I told her I could hold my breath underwater in the bath for 43 seconds. This might be a lie. Because you're brilliant, Madame Badoubadar said. Can you ice skate? No, I said. Oh, I used to love it. I'd skate on a river in the winter with my cousin Olga, and we would swim in that very same river in the summer. Madame Badoubadar poured me another cup. Olga's eyes were the colour of shiny black beetles, and she hated saying sorry. She laughed. It's so important in life to say sorry if one has gone wrong, darling. Grown-ups never say sorry, really, I answered. But they expect children to do it all the time. I stroked Boris's scaly little foot. Well, Mabel, I want to say sorry to you, Madame Badoubadar said. I'm truly sorry. I was grumpy and foul and said dreadful things to you when I first arrived. I was afraid of this new place and starting again. I'm so old to start again. It's okay, I said. I realised then that I really quite liked her, even though she was on the run with her funny habits and her toes and her banana-eating tortoise. Sneaky bird. I took a deep breath. You don't even know the best secret about the Mermaid Hotel yet, I said. It's in this room. It's even better than the pirate ship. Madame Badoubadar's eyes lit up. I'll take you. No one knows how to get there but me, I whispered, taking her soft, gnarled hand. I'm honored, the villain said. I'm ready. Boiled sweet for the road, Captain. She gave me a lemon barley sweet from the tin, all sneezy with powdered sugar. I pushed against the panelling on the wall, and a door opened. You thought it was just an extra cupboard, I said, as we crawled in past the quiet and shushing dresses. And she laughed and said, I did. Oof, my knees. Are you all right, or do you need oiling? I asked her. Oh, creaking is like laughing, my sweet. It means you're having fun, Madame Badoubadar said. We slithered through a jungle of bags and shoes, and I was pricked by a safety pin, and we had to administer first aid with a tin box and tissues and an old toffee. Being an adventurer can be dangerous, Madame Badoubadar said, but exactly the right kind of danger, darling. We had reached the end of the cupboard, where the last rafter met the ceiling. I knocked on it 3 times, and the mermaids answered me. They always do. They sang through the walls, and their voices were sweet. The mermaids say you're a friend, I told Madame Badoubadar, and she grinned, her teeth shining in the dark.